Hi friends, it's me here, introvertly me, and I wanted to talk to you guys about healing as an introvert, especially an INFJ. So first off, I want to explain to you how I'm healing from my narcissists, that's plural, and there's been multiple that I've come to terms and to understanding how they have affected my life, and now I am no longer letting them have the power to affect my life. I also want to read to you the letter, one of the letters that I wrote to one of my narcissists, and just kind of end with that, because I think part of healing, especially for an INFJ, not all of us are writers, but there's some of us who like to express ourselves in creative ways, and writing is one of them. I can't say I have the perfect grammar, but I do have thoughts that I can put down, and hopefully you too can find it inspiring so that you can go, and even if narcissists aren't people who hear what you're saying, when you write it down, you can write it as if you're talking to them and they understood. And the great thing about it is they can't respond in the letter. They can't deny in the letter. It's all your thoughts. It's all your truth. And you have every right to say how you feel. So, to begin with this, I wanted to talk to you about how introverts heal from my perspective and how I'm healing. Right now, it's a process of a roller coaster, and what I've learned is that you can go through a process of mourning. So now that I've let go of my narcissist, I just spoke it with a sibling, my sister to be exact, it's a process of mourning. And mourning in the sense of letting go of what I thought were good memories that weren't. Letting go of what is actual truth, and I have to remind myself of what the truth was and how she may have tried to implant her perception of truth onto me. I had to take the time to know that I may never be a part of family events, Christmases, funerals, graduations, and congratulating people for their success, and group chats even. I won't be able to be a part of certain things, and that's okay. I have to be okay with that. I can no longer be in the same environment, room, and it's harder when it's a family member, because you can't escape a family member, but you can't. As I spoke to my mother, it was about, you know, I just can't say she's not my sister. She's forever my sister. The thing is, I did allow myself to say that is through blood birth. She's my sister, but it doesn't mean I have to take that with me. And to acknowledge that is something I have to deal with, something I have to partake in. And I think over time, we as human beings, we think just because they're family, we have to make an exception for them, and there's no exception to a narcissist. That's the hard part. We have to come to terms with that, right? There's no exception we should make for a narcissist. And I'm trying to heal in the way that I see fit. I mentally broke it down. I went through the memories in my head. I allow myself to feel the pain that I felt during the times I was attacked and blamed and shamed. The times when I wasn't believed by my other two siblings, at times when they ignored my warnings and my no's, and they still felt that I may have something to do with the situation. It's those things that you have to heal from when you weren't believed. And in a sense, just like a victim who may have been assaulted, harassed, and they tell their truth and no one believes them. The same thing can happen in a narcissistic situation. When you tell your truth, no one believes you because that person can't be that person that you said. How dare you say that? So when you speak it and you say, no, this is what really happened, people may not believe you. And that's the hardest part. It's when you're not being believed and you have to deal with this reality that has happened to you. And you even question, was what I dealt with real? And yes, it was real. Now you have to come to terms with being strong and getting through that as a traumatic event, a traumatic memory, and letting go of those or the person that hurt you, that caused that memory. So, since this is an imprint that was placed on my life, I have every right to speak my truth and every right to share what I went through. And I'm going to read just the start of one of the letters. And this one is going to be the letter I wrote to my narcissist that I spent time with 31 years with, a sibling, my sister. And as I read it, this is my truth. And this is what I had to come to terms with, that I had covered it up because I was told so many lies. So, let me share with you all my truth. Dear narcissist, today I am giving myself the time to mourn the times we have spent together. It has been 31 years to be exact. As of October 13th, I have let you go. God revealed to me two dreams, which both had me screaming for your help. And in the first dream, you were not there, and none of your stuff were there. I had to fend for myself. The next dream, you were there, but your back was towards mine. You had your arms folded. I yelled your name, and you never once flinched or turned your head. I even faced you when I screamed out your name. It was like I wasn't there. It was then I realized God had to show me what I was in denial to see for myself. Now, all this changes today. I have given my hurt to God and will let you know what you have done to me in this letter. I don't need you to believe me or listen. As the malignant narcissist you are, you wouldn't believe me either way and would work on covering your tracks by speaking boldly about me, my name, and my being. So, this letter is for me, and the power is now mine again. Here, I will list the memories I can remember. I am trying to remember the good, but even what appeared to be good was never good to begin with. I can't tell you how much freedom, sadness, confusion, uncertainty, and confidence I have now. I am allowing myself to go through this process. Without further ado, here's the truth without any narcissistic interruption. My list. So, friends, that is the start of the letter. And I begin to explain my memories along that list. I don't know if I want to share that list yet, But when I do, I will definitely come on here and share that, because I think it's important that we as introverts, although we need our alone time to go through things, processing things out loud isn't always our first go-to thing. And as a INFJ, I'm learning that by writing down, I am speaking out loud without a voice, verbally saying something, that my words are just as strong being written down as much as it is as an extrovert speaking out loud. So I hope this helped in some way. I hope this taught you to speak up for yourself, and I hope you are healing in the manner that you see fit for yourself. Take the time that you need. It's been traumatic, and it's been an experience that I hope none of you continue to stay in, go through, and I'm sorry if you have been in those places. So friends, I hope you have a great week, a wonderful day, and happy hibernation.